Hello, we are the students of Lizardi and we're going to ask some questions to the rock band Queen, where the singer is May because Freddie was dead some years ago.
And now we start. The three of you have more than 50 albums and around the 300 million sales to the collective name, but this new record is sure to be the most scratchy of them all.
I hope you so. The worst thing on the earth would be for it to come out with a whimper. For me, it's very important to prove that we are still a creative entity. We are working but with something to offer, not just the old hit.
I'm okay with the levels of expectation. That's life. We are confident that we are planning to put in front of people it's good enough.
Roger, you were apparently the guy that was most hounding on in this list about on activity.
Yes, Brian is always the reluctant one, but when he gets there, he ends up loving it. With his astronomy and other commitments, he has an awful lot in his life. Whereas for me, everything else is peripheral to the music.
Roger was definitely the driving force in making this happen. He wanted to get back on the road somehow. Because I knew he could never replace Freddie, I almost said goodbye to it in my mind. But professionally and personally, it's working out as well as I could have hoped.
How was the new music writing? Did you break this down into themes?
Not at all. Whoever had a song on the day, that's what we recorded. Paul was in a completely different way to us. Brian and I go to incredible legend to get things right. He did never meet two picker, fussier individuals. He even ended up teaching him how to sing harmonic vocals, which he'd never gone before, but he learned from his spontaneity.
Will these new songs still sound like Queen on the radio?
Very much so, of course. It's not Queen with Freddie Mercury, but everyone knows that to make music again with Freddie wouldn't be being a bit tricky, but Paul gives us a wonderful blue edge.
Yes, it rocks more than you might expect, but it always has a lot of joy. There are lots of little conversations going in the music, which is something rare in these increasingly calculated days.
Experiencing the creation of this beautiful block harmonies of there was incredible, but sometimes a pickup acoustic we would just jam. So there's also moments of tastefully intimacy.
Will you give us a hint at the title?
Our working title has been The Cosmos Rocks, because it's such a fun album. We will probably end up going with that.
Is See Celebrity the song you played for Murray, a dig at pop idol and a big brother?
It's to do with the phenomenon of celebrity culture, the deception to get your face on the telly. The assumption that is that somebody becomes famous, they will also the rich its surname. It enables me that there are so many famous useless people.
Is obsessive fandom of Queen just another factor of Al Murray's beer swimming sex no fucking lander?
No, Paul's nothing like that in real life, but he actually does love Yvonne. He's also the thinner and better looking without his blazer and tie.
I hate to touch in Alice's reputation, but he is actually an Oxford graduate who works with King in Cambodia. He is really sweet guy.
Can you tell us about other songs?
I won't say which, but they are toying with including a cover song from the 1950s. There's one called Hull House Rockin', which is fairly basic and jolly. Paul has contributed some lovely stuff that people might compare to our street hair attack days, including a great little detail called Me. I won't say it's the killer Queen, but it has the same lightness. There are also another call, We Believe, which is fairly upbeat.
We have also re-record Said It's Not True, the one we did as a freedom one for Nelson Mandela and his World AIDS Day in 27. But it's not us all three of us singing the research. It gets maybe heavy and end. In fact, this is probably the most rocking album Queen has made so far. So we are also some beautiful like bass blue moments.